Welcome to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Today's date, November 11th. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans, including my father, who served in the U.S. military. And today's podcast, we get into a bunch of topics. First, we'll kind of go through a lot of big injuries in the NBA took place over the last 4 or 5 days. We'll highlight and talk really quickly about the injuries to Chet Holmgren, who got hurt last night for the Oklahoma City Thunder, Kevin Durant being out a couple of weeks with his injury for the Phoenix Suns, Zion Williamson, who seems to get hurt every damn year, which is not surprising at all, and Tyrese Maxey getting hurt for an already banged-up Philadelphia 76ers team. We'll quickly transition to college for just a hot second. Just quickly talk about the Champions Classic preview, which has a doubleheader, which is always great, this contest, where you have Kansas taking on Michigan State and then Kentucky taking on Duke. But the primarily focus of this podcast will be on the NBA Cup. I will give you my winner, who I think wins the NBA Cup, and then I'll go through each of the six groups telling you who I think will win each. Let's get started in the NBA with Chet Holmgren, who got hurt last night. And this has always been a concern about Chet, is obviously his body and ability to take contact. I mean, literally tried to block a shot and got trucked. And now is out for 8 to 10 weeks with a hip fracture. And this is already an Oklahoma City team that is playing without Isaiah Hartenstein. Remember, Isaiah Hartenstein signed for the New York Knicks in the offseason, a 3-year, $87.5 million, million-dollar contract. And now you have to start to test that front line of Oklahoma City. Obviously, we can talk about how great they are in the backcourt with SGA, right? And obviously, with Williams. And then we could talk about, obviously, SGA there, you know, obviously, every year, MVP Kenny. But it's the loss of Chet that's going to be pretty important, folks. You have to understand, Chet is their best rim protector. Their second best rim protector is Hartenstein. Well, one's out 8 to 10 weeks, and the other one hasn't played yet this season. So you got to kind of look at, what do we get out of Oklahoma City? This is a team that's right now tied with Phoenix and Golden State. We'll get to Phoenix in a second at the top of the Western Conference. But you're going to have to start to have concerns here with this team and their depth, particularly in the front line. So you have to see, you know, what we're going to get out of Osman Dieng, Kendrick Williams, Jalen Williams. These guys are going to have to really step up here. You know, I don't know if Sam Presti is going to take his drove of draft picks and go get somebody, because I think they're going to hope to stay afloat. But this is something to watch with this team, is the injuries, and they can't afford to have them, especially on the front line. Moving on next to Kevin Durant and a team in Phoenix that was playing as good a basketball as anybody in the NBA, losing Kevin Durant for a couple of weeks with a calf injury. Now, Kevin Durant was playing absolutely fantastic basketball, scoring at about 28 points a game, 6.5 rebounds, 3.4 assists. But the big thing is 55.3% from the floor and 43% from three. You know, we've talked about at times that they don't shoot enough threes, and losing Kevin Durant is going to be a problem. Kevin Durant, you know, making 2.7 three-pointers per game. If you just look at over the course of Kevin Durant's career, he's never been a big taker of threes. In fact, 2.7 would be the highest since a short sample size of 8 games with Phoenix when he first got traded. So that becomes an important factor, is if they can get KD back. Also, 43% from three. You know, you're looking at the best season since 2021 in regard to three-point shooting. So that's going to mean that more has got to come out of the play out of Devin Booker. And obviously, Bradley Beal will step up to be more of a scoring load here. Yusuf Nurkic, you know, who is day-to-day, is now up to basically 9.9, 10.2, up to a double-double where he's to be expected. Let's see here. You're going to look at two guys I want you to look at. I want you to look at Ryan Dunn, the rookie out of Virginia, who's been a present supplies as a 3-and-D guy, and Royce O'Neal. Those two are going to have to step up in the place of Kevin Durant. I think it's going to be more Dunn, because I think they're going to move O'Neal to the back, to the bench, where he can be a backup at the 3 or the 4. Next, Zion. We talk about it nearly every year. Zion Williamson is hurt, and now he's out for hamstring strain. It's out indefinitely. But I do believe this is not the first time that Zion has had hamstring issues or any kind of injury issues, as you might expect. But this is a team that I was really high on, the New Orleans Pelicans, that are sitting at 3-7, losers of four straight games. So losing Zion is a problem. In fact, you look at the fact that when you look at their injuries right now for the Pelicans, you know, Zion Williamson out, Jordan Hawkins out, Herb Jones out, CJ McCollum out, DeJounte Murray out. That's four of the top, like, seven guys. So to me, losing Zion and the way Zion had been playing, 22.7 points per game, 8 rebounds, 5.3 assists, that's the big thing. They're going to miss this, and now you start to wonder about New Orleans, right? You know, for a while I said they need to trade Brandon Ingram. Needed to trade Brandon Ingram. They didn't trade him. And he's playing relatively well, so now you're looking at a team that's really in rough shape, folks. And if you start to look at, you know, the win totals right now for that team, I mean, is it too crazy to think that, you know, if you can get on win totals, could you be looking at the under right now? The New Orleans Pelicans right now over under win total is at 33.5 wins. I mean, this is a team that I thought was going to win 45 games. And they're in a world of trouble right now. So that's something you need to watch out for. So maybe look at that over-under win total of 33.5 games. And then maybe if you look at starting to look at maybe the play-in tournament right now, the play-in tournament right now for New Orleans Pelicans is a 4-1 number. If they can find a way to stay afloat, or you think that they're going to make a second half run when they get everybody back, maybe look at New Orleans to make a run at 4-1, just a couple of bucks to see if things get in, sliding 7-10 wins. Last injury really quick is we'll have to talk about is Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese Maxey was on an absolute heater until he got hurt. And this is a guy that wants to play through injury. He's not afraid. He's not afraid of the smoke. Right? A Philadelphia 76ers team, 2-7, won their last game. But they're struggling, folks. Well, why? Well, Joel Embiid, when he's not pushing, you know, reporters, hasn't played yet. You know, Paul George just came back to the roster and has only played four games, missed the first five. You know, so you got to look at what's happening in Philadelphia. Well, now, number one, you got to start looking at points props here for Paul George because of the ability for him to score and score a lot. Now, also you may see with their depth is the fact of, you know, Kyle Lowry just slides to the starting point guard spot. So if they hang numbers low for Kyle Lowry, points plus assists, something like that, maybe that's something you could be on a lookout for. But I think the Philadelphia 76ers with Embiid and with Maxey are going to play the long game. Just make sure they give them enough time to get ready. And just focus on being a top six seed. If they could do that, then obviously once they get into the playoffs, they will be outright dangerous. Moving on quickly to the college game is a nice doubleheader, the Champions Classic, which they have every year. And every year it's one of the really good times where you'll get two games back-to-back with high-quality opponents. This year you have Kansas taking on Michigan State. And then you have Kentucky taking on Duke. That's going to be in the State Farm Arena in Atlanta. So when you look at this, and the best way to look at it is this. Right now, early on, you know, obviously I'm leaning Kansas, obviously having Hunter Dickinson for another year, AJ Storr to transfer from Wisconsin. That team is loaded offensively. They're an absolute dynamo versus the Michigan State team that, you know, is not the typical Tom Izzo team. They are 2-0, two good wins. They struggled with Monmouth for a half, and then he turned on, and then he blew out Niagara. So that'll be an interesting matchup. But the headliner is going to be the nightcap, and that's Kentucky versus Duke. And you obviously look at Mark Pope in his first year at Kentucky, what he has done so far, getting off to a 2-0 start. kind of look at who they've played, yeah, they haven't really been challenged. You know, they beat Bucknell by 28, beat Wright State by 41, covering both games against the spread. I think Bucknell is about a 23.5. Duke has looked absolutely fantastic. The play of Cooper Flagg has been absolutely sensational, but it's way more than Cooper Flagg, and I want people to understand that. You know, Knuppel has played well. Proctor, James, Foster. This is a team that's going to be a team that's going to contend for a national championship. Best thing for you to do, I know this is going to come out Tuesday morning. Tuesday afternoon, sometime about 2 to 3 o'clock, I will have Eastern Standard Time. I will have my plays for both of those games. Look for those on the Sports Grid app. Let's move on to the NBA Cup here kind of quickly and kind of give you my thoughts. We're going to go by going to the groups first, and then I'll tell you who I like to win the overall NBA Cup. So in East, the Knicks, you know, even though they're not playing well, plus 115. Sixers 2-1, Orlando plus 460, Charlotte 8-1, Brooklyn intriguing, playing very well, 18-1. For me, it's New York. The fact that the injuries that we have to Philadelphia, I think that's going to be an issue, and I don't even know how much they bring along Joel Embiid. Remember, the first game in the NBA Cup is tomorrow. New York goes to Philadelphia. The Knicks are going to be a favorite in that game, and they should be in a bad mood after what transpired in that fourth quarter, losing to Indiana. So to me, the Knicks are the favorite here, plus 115. Obviously, the injuries, you know, not getting Embiid back yet. The injury to Maxey, Paolo Banchero, it's kind of lined up. Knicks plus 115 to win East Group A. Moving on to B, Milwaukee plus 165, Miami plus 2.5, Indiana plus 260, Detroit 9-1, Toronto 10-1, and the Bucks are a mess. I mean, there's no way to look around this any different way. They're a problem. Giannis is pissed off. You saw the press conference he did afterward, and I wish we could play it, but basically he just went off after they won a game, went in a back-to-back in New York, and got drowned by 30. So I can't, in my right mind, take anything that has to do with that team at this point. So I'm not even touching the Bucks at plus 165. The one that's really intriguing to me, folks, is going to be Indiana plus 260. They had not gotten off to a great start. They have played better, folks, in the last week or so, week and a half. Remember, they had that big blowout win over Boston. They beat New York, their arch nemesis. And if they can defend, and the problem with them is them and injuries too, but if they can defend and play better, I actually like Indiana plus 260 to win this. I think this will be important for this young team to continue the momentum. So Indiana Pacers plus 260 to win East Group B. Moving on to East Group C, Boston minus 175, Cleveland plus 220, Chicago 10-1, Atlanta 17-1, and then Washington at 31-1. And this is, I don't see in my mind why I'm going to take Boston at minus 175. There's just no value for me there. I'd rather look at the long haul and see if they win it all. But I'm all in on Cleveland. I've said it ad nauseum. I thought that getting Kenny Atkinson was going to be a huge upgrade of J.B. Bickerstaff. I thought he was going to get these young guys to play, and it's going to elevate Donovan Mitchell to the point where I don't think that he's going to have to carry the load offensively enough. Remember, they do already have two wins over Milwaukee already to start this season. They have played well. You saw what they did to Golden State up by 41 at the break. I do like Cleveland and a value player, plus 220 to win East Group C. So really quick in East, I like the Knicks plus 115 to win Group A. I like Indiana plus 260 to win Group B. And just a value play because I think they want to go for it. I like Cleveland at plus 220 to win East Group C. Moving on to the Western Conference, Minnesota plus 115, Sacramento plus 290, Clippers plus 420, Houston plus 460, and then the Portland Trail Blazers coming in last at 24-1. So when you look at West A, you know, you really got to think of yes. You could take Minnesota because they're going to obviously play the first round. They're going to play Portland, I do believe, at Portland on Tuesday night. But to me, if I'm looking at a play here, you know, that I think could come to fruition, I'm thinking Houston at plus 460. I know. I've been on this Rockets team. I was on the Rockets team beforehand. I'm trying to find you some value here. And I think Ime's team plays enough defense. And after losing two of their first three games, you know, they've won three out of the last four. They've won five out of the last seven. If you look at it, they won in Dallas. They had a tight game. They lost to Golden State. They beat New York in playing New York style. They blew out San Antonio. They both lost to Oklahoma City and a tight one with Detroit. But I think that they go on the road and beat the Clippers on Friday night to go 1-0. And that's my value play. Give me the Rockets at plus 460 to win West Group A. Group B, Oklahoma City, plus 140. Lakers 2-1. Phoenix plus 360. San Antonio 7.5. Utah 18-1. And this is where it becomes difficult here because the injuries mount up for the two of the top three teams. I think if Kevin Durant wasn't hurt, you probably would have them close to being with the Lakers right now. I think that number is representative of the injury to Kevin Durant and the fact that the Lakers won the NBA Cup, and you would think that they're going to want to, I guess I would say, taste success and early on in the in-season tournament. But if you look at it, the Lakers are going to have to play at San Antonio on Friday, right? And then if you look at games on Tuesday night in this group, it's basically the Suns at Phoenix, at the Jazz, and the Jazz are absolutely atrocious. I'm going to go with Phoenix here at a plus 360. I think the injury to Chet and obviously Hartenstein is going to hurt this team. It's going to hurt their frontline depth. And if Durant's only out a couple of weeks, they should be able to, I think, kind of weather the storm. They can go beat Utah in game number one. Then they get to go to Oklahoma City against a down team. And if they can find a way to steal that game, they would then be 2-0 with a win over Oklahoma City. And that sets up, you know, next Friday would be their next matchup on the 22nd. And then they would go ahead, and I'm forgetting who they would play, but I think they have to play the Lakers at some point. I think they have to play the Lakers at home. So to me, I think that's one to look at. So Phoenix plus 360 for Group B. West, Denver plus 155, Golden State plus 230, Dallas plus 310, Memphis, who's banged up, plus 7-1, and New Orleans, same thing, 10-1, and they're banged up as well. Denver's playing better, you know, even though they have the injury to Aaron Gordon. But is there a team that's been more surprising to me, honestly, folks, than Golden State? I know. They got their doors blown off. Their doors blown off by Cleveland over the weekend. I get it. I absolutely get it. But then they turned around and they beat Oklahoma City and Oklahoma City by 11. They're playing well. Steph Curry is playing basically like Steph Curry. But to me, I've talked about it a lot. To me, you know, it's been a play of Andrew Wiggins. And Andrew Wiggins that I've questioned on this podcast, his effort, his energy, and his fitness is looking really good right now. You know, last game, 18, 8, and 5, three steals and a block versus Oklahoma City. And this was an Andrew Wiggins, folks. You got to remember, when they won the championship, you know, and I guess that was in 2022, you know, he was a key part of it. You know, he did a lot of things. So Andrew Wiggins right now, you know, scoring at 15.5 points per game, shooting 41% from three, 4.8 rebounds, 2.3 assists. You're going to sit there and say, wow, coach, that's really not, you know, much to speak about. But I just think he looks more engaged and more active. So for me, you know, and then obviously we got to talk about the Bahamian Badman, a.k.a. Bad Buddy. Buddy Hield coming off the bench being that sniper. Do you know that Buddy Hield has more catch and shoot threes than Steph Curry or Klay Thompson? Do you all know that? Well, Bad Buddy is one of the best shooters in the world, and he fits in perfectly for this Golden State Warriors team. I'm going to go with the Golden State Warriors a plus 230 to win West Group C. Once again, for the Western Conference, we're going to go with Houston on the value, plus 460 to win Group A. We're going to go with Phoenix at plus 360, being that they can get through the injuries to win Group B. And then we will then go with the Golden State Warriors at plus 230 to win Group C. Now, looking at the NBA Cup winners, the Celtics are a huge favorite, 4-1. Knicks, 9.5-1. Timberwolves, 10-1. Along with Cleveland, Denver, 11-1. Oklahoma City, 12-1. Los Angeles, 16-1. Now, here's the thing, and this is where it becomes really difficult, and maybe it's my fandom. I actually like the Knicks at 9.5-1. Their offense has been really, really good. I think they're number two offensive rating in the NBA. It's the fact that they should have won last night, but Tibbs just decided to play a start at 40 minutes because Tibbs is out of his damn mind. But I think Tibbs is competitive enough to want to win this. And this is a hungry group. I'm going to go with the Knicks at 9.5-1 to win the NBA Cup. I think their path is easier. I do think that Cleveland could take out Boston, which that puts Boston maybe fighting for a wild card spot, depending on what's happening. Remember, three group winners, and then the highest wild card spot gets that fourth slot in the East and the West. So because if I think Cleveland's going to win their group over Boston, then I can't take Boston. So then I'm going to go to New York because I think they have the easiest pathway, especially with the fact that they play Philadelphia on the road in Philly. No Joel Embiid, no Tyrese Maxey. I think they get the job done. They may end up being the number one seed, which would be tricky because do you want to be the one seed and play Boston as the four? That is another interesting thing to watch, especially if Boston is the wild card. So once again, I'm going to take the Knicks at plus 950 to win the NBA Cup. This has been your Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 95 for November 11th. For all things sports gambling, download that Sports Grid app. Pre-game, in-game, post-game, prop predictions, and more from the very best of the sports gambling industry and my home of my high five picks that I give and also my scouting report and my quick takes. For my producer, Maddie George, Vinny does a great job with the graphics. Thank you for listening as normal, folks. And remember, it's smarter to be on SportsGrid. Good night.